Shakespeare on the Rocks is returning to the Chamis Salle for its 25th year of performances. My guests today are directors Cornelia Patterson and Joseph Martinez III. Welcome to both of you. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you for
Great
having
to
us.
Be here.
25 years, that's really a commendable run.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. And keeping, not only keeping Shakespeare alive in the community, but keeping quality productions of Shakespeare.
Thank you very much. Thank
Absolutely. You. Cornelia, let's start with you. You directed, or are directing, I should say, The Merry Wives of Windsor. And that will be opening on Friday, March the 21st, and then Saturday the 22nd at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March the 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Chamis Salle, a lovely theater for
yes.
you.
A great venue. It'll be a 7 o'clock show that Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Sunday is a 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Tell me about this particular production, The Merry Wives of Windsor.
Well, it's a comedy. It's a funny comedy. It's very much people jumping here and jumping there and all over the place and up to shenanigans. Of course, Falstaff is featured. There's a little history in that where Queen Elizabeth, way back when, contacted Shakespeare through her liaisons, I guess. Oh, she really enjoyed Shakespeare. Could he write a love story about Shakespeare involving Falstaff?
Mm-hmm.
So Shakespeare said, okay, okay, and could it be ready by the Feast of the Garter, the celebration of the Garter, which was an honor bestowed on certain distinguished men of London. He followed through, and within 2 weeks, he had this play put together, and it's just like townspeople running up and down and up to tricks and Falstaff deciding on these two women to go with and have an affair with. Of course, they're married ladies. They are a little shocked at this older man doing this, and so they set him up and do some tricks on him.
How big is the cast?
It's 18.
And in standard costume of the time?
Yes, Renaissance look. But it's townspeople. It's not the wealthy.
Mm-hmm. And any favorite moments in the play?
Well, there's a fun character called Shallow. He's kind of this timid man, and people are trying to talk him into falling in love with the young daughter of one of the wives. And he kind of balks at that, and they are constantly pushing him around and shoving him. Now, you do this, you do this. Trying to make the poor man speak.
So this is, I would guess that's fun to direct and to really ham up a bit, perhaps.
Oh, it is. And I told them, feel free to ham up and feel free to come up with some good shtick to throw in here. It should be enjoyable.
Yeah, I would guess people sometimes forget that in Shakespeare, there's plenty of room to individualize the characters, the parts, the productions. Now, Joseph, you are the director for Romeo and not Juliet, but Julieta.
Yes, Julieta. Romeo and Julieta, which means we are using English and Spanish mm-hmm. for this particular adaptation. When I looked at the play, I knew Romeo and Juliet, pretty standard, and I wanted to make it a little bit more, well, to connect more with the local audience, with the community, and especially with the Chamis Salle's mission of having English and Spanish communities. Mm-hmm. So bringing them together, I thought, why not Romeo and Julieta?
How did you do that? Is it a clear-cut point where you're shifting from English to Spanish, or are we looking at some relaxed code switching going on here?
One of the things I did, well, actually, matter of fact, Shakespeare on the Rocks did a variation of it at the Art Museum last year, mm-hmm. and it was pretty clear-cut. The Juliet's family spoke Spanish, and Romeo's family spoke English. It was a different adaptation, but for mine, I decided to add a little more subtext. So we moved it to Mexico City, and strangely enough, or oddly, or coincidentally, a suburb of Mexico City is Verona, so we don't have to move it from Verona. We're still in Verona.
Very nice.
However, with the aristocrats of early Mexico, we have the advantage of two aristocratic families still in place. The children are in love, and their star-crossed lovers are also there. But with a lot of the religion and the language differences that would have been there in a European-influenced Mexico City, I have the subtext of different religions. And the languages are going to be there. The English-speaking, or primarily English-speaking, Romeo, the Montagues, will have to know some Spanish in order to thrive in Mexico City, so they don't code switch. They do maintain English as a first language, but they will speak Spanish when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And the Capuletos, which would be the actual matter of fact, there were Capuleto families, I did the research, who lived in Mexico City at the time. They were Sephardic. So we have Sephardic Jews in Mexico City who obeyed the rules of the Catholic Church in public.
Oh, and the
public.
Same tensions. Boy, did you ferret out a wonderful parallel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And they speak their Spanish when they have to, considering they did come from Europe and Spain. And they speak English in public, which is what they did. English in public, Catholic in public, and Sephardic Jewish, and Spanish in private.
Oh, what a fascinating way to put that one together.
Thank you.
And your performances of Romeo and Julieta will be on Saturday, March the 29th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 30th at 3 p.m.
Yes.
And I understand we have something special on Friday, the 28th of March.
Yes, there's supposed to be Tim Mooney. He is a one-man show. He'll be giving pieces from Shakespeare that evening.
Ah, is it also 7 p.m.?
I believe so, yes.
Yes.
Excellent. What would you say to potential audience members who just feel like, oh, no, Shakespeare's not for me. It's just something I've never understood. I can't get into it. What would you say to those minds?
Well, basically, both Joe and myself have taken the Shakespeare language and we've tried to make it more understandable. So we're not talking strange words completely. Certainly we have the essence of the wonderful Shakespeare and the rhythm. And so I think they will find it enjoyable. I know with Merry Wives, it's like watching a situation comedy on TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It sounds like you have both done a remarkably artistic job of maintaining the integrity of the productions, but really increasing accessibility and encouraging. This would be the perfect opportunity for anyone who has ever questioned their ability to get Shakespeare to go in there, expose yourself, and discover the delights of the universal themes that Shakespeare deals with. My guests today are directors Cornelia Patterson, who has directed The Merry Wives of Windsor, and Joseph Martinez III, director of Romeo and Julieta, the bilingual production, the 25th Shakespeare on the Rocks at the Chamizal National Memorial Theater, that's at 800 South San Marcial, kicks off on Friday, March the 21st, with performances that Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 23rd at 3 p.m. A March 28th presentation by Tim Mooney, followed by performances of Romeo and Julieta on Saturday, March the 29th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 30th at 3 p.m. Again, all at the Chamizal National Memorial. Thank you so much for coming in today to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.